I am a healthcare professional. I am a chiropractor, and there is no part of me, none, zero, that is worried about contracting the coronavirus or COVID-19. Hey everyone, welcome to the DC Practice Growth Podcast. This is a change in our schedule, actually. We are adding this podcast. Why we're adding this podcast? Because I've had so many chiropractors, dentists, doctors, mostly chiropractors from around the world message me and say, Ryan, you seem to be the guy that knows a thing about business or opening practices or running practices. What are you doing during this phase with coronavirus gripping the nation, gripping the world? How are you going to keep your practices running? How are you going to continue to drive revenue? What are you going to do with your staff? How are you going to pay your rentals? This is all fear that specifically bricks and mortar businesses are having right now. So in this podcast, I'm going to address that for you right now because I have come up with a plan and we are implementing a plan aggressively right now for my business. And there will be weeks in this, here's my prediction, and we'll be able to look back at this podcast in 3 months, 6 months time. My prediction is that because of the strategies that I know how to do, because of the marketing and strategies that I have been testing and doing for years and knocking out the park, we will not only survive this, but because of the skill set, specifically because of the skill set, which is more than just waiting for referrals, that this right now, this by the way, no one wants this to happen, but this will be an opportunity for us to show that our business skills are at a level that, one of my mentors says this, is everyone looks like they've got swimming trunks on when the tide is up. It's when the tide goes out that you see who's naked stranded on the beach and who has trunks on or not. So the tide is going to go out whether we like it or not in a short space of time. So how are you going to survive? You run a bricks and mortar business. How will you survive? Remember, I opened our businesses in the financial crisis over 10 years ago, 12 years ago. We opened in that financial crisis. And we not only grew, we thrived in it. This is a bit different. So listen up for the couple of things you have to understand when you are considering how you're going to run a bricks and mortar business right now. Number one is there's almost always, first let's talk about the crisis and the fear that's going on. First of all, let's separate two things. I am a healthcare professional. I'm a chiropractor. And there is no part of me, none, zero, that is worried about contracting the coronavirus or COVID-19 virus. None, zero, zero, nada, nothing, zero. In fact, I think that my personal opinion, and people may or may not agree with this, it's irrelevant. My personal opinion of it is that we should just about go back to the days where they used to have parties, like measles parties, so everyone could get it and get it over with. That is kind of where I'm sitting. True story. Let's just get it and get it over with because it is less than a mild flu or cold, less than that. So that's my personal thing on it, but it's irrelevant, right? I do think there is serious concern and care need to be taken for immunocompromised and elderly, because that's what we're seeing right now, or people in a certain age bracket. So taking that out of the equation, that's my personal thing on it, right? First of all, but I think it's important that I mention that. My opinions are irrelevant though, because the purpose of this podcast is that we have to now deal with the hysteria that's coming out in the marketplace and still run our businesses, a bricks and mortar business. So that's the first part is the actual threat. And then let's talk about the commerce threat or the threat to our businesses. There is a real threat to our businesses. And it's so interesting having been through the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009 and opening practices and running businesses. This is very different. I think that from a financial perspective, we'll be in a very good position post the coronavirus, scare phase. because I think we may dip into another recession. That is a serious thing to consider. Again, it's irrelevant because if you have the skill set to run a business, if you have multiple forms of income, multiple forms of new patients, you understand the dynamics between message to market match and how to milk the cow within your current list and et cetera, that's going to become very, very important. If you're just relying on referrals, right now, you're in trouble. And the reason I say you're in trouble right now, if you're just relying on referrals, is because it was so different from the financial crisis in 2008. If there's nobody in the practice, because we are moving to a phase, we may be moving to certain phases in certain countries, at the time of shooting this, we have way past that in certain countries. Let me give an example. Italy is in complete lockdown. You may not do commerce there. The only shops that are open is, at this time of shooting this, is food stores and things like that, and pharmacies. That's it. Big pharma, hey? Crazy. So really, it's you. If you can't rely on referrals, if there's nobody in the practice. So what happens if, what am I saying? If you have to close your practice, is that it? Is there no other revenue sources? And I would absolutely disagree. We are totally going to have revenue sources, even if we have to close our practice. And there'll be even, and the only reason we'll ever close it, if it's out of our hands. So let's talk about that. Why this is so different from 2008 is that 2008 was just a financial crisis and it was devastating for many, many, many businesses. But what's so different about this is that it's not just about being positive. It's not just about being a leader in the community. Those come into it. But that will not help a shred if, for instance, a government wherever you're practicing comes out and says that we are moving, the delay phase in this whole fighting this coronavirus is something called, the key point in this delay phase that is going to be critical for bricks and mortar business is social distancing. So the social distancing protocols require you to A, close schools, close universities, close businesses, or if you have to do commerce, not move within 1 meter of someone while you're doing commerce. That's a problem when you're a chiropractor. We touch people for a living. So whether you like it or not, if you listen to this podcast and you think you don't have to deal with this, you better freaking listen, because this is out of our hands, right? But we can certainly, what happens is irrelevant. It's how we respond. So there's a couple ways to responding. Some people are going to choose not to play. What I mean by that is they're just not going to do anything. They're going to wait for the whims of the governments, etc., to tell them what to do. That's kind of just choose not to play the game. The next one is some people are going to pretend to play. Okay, this is how you kind of play the game. The pretend to play a game is, well, we're going to be positive. We're going to hand out a leaflet. We're going to educate a few people, and we're going to be pretending that that's what we're going to, like, we're playing, we're being proactive, but that's all we're doing. And there's going to be some people that play this game to win. Let me say that again. Play the game to win. I'm a weirdo with stuff like this. Trust me, this is going to be devastating for every bricks and mortar business if certain things come into play. But as the good book, one of my favorite books of all time, Think and Grow Rich, says, in every crisis, there's a seed of equal opportunity. So you have to understand that now. But if you haven't been studying internet marketing, if you haven't been studying email marketing, if you haven't been studying direct response marketing, you wouldn't even be able to see it. And so the first part to change is awareness. So what I'm going to try doing this podcast is give you some opportunities to at least become aware how you can drive revenue into the business without possibly even being open. And then I'm going to invite you to a webinar that I'm doing in just over a week's time, where I'm going to give you the structure that we are doing in my business so that you can help your business run. I hope that's helpful. So let's talk about this for 1 second. If we move into a phase where we have to close our doors or less people come in, here's my biggest fear about this. And this is the address I've got for my whole company. We have 100 people that I'll be addressing, it's actually today, about the plan that we're going to roll out, and it's already planned. The fear is not that we have to close the doors for a week or two. Yes, we've got fixed overheads. We've got rentals to pay. We've got staff to pay. Some of us, a lot of staff to pay. Most of our businesses are high cash flow businesses. We have cash stored. We're all good. But every bricks and mortar business, especially with a high overhead, can only stay closed for that long if you've got rentals to pay and you've got rates to pay and you've got staff to pay, fixed costs, right? So that's every business. So that's one thing. You've got levers to pull there. So let's talk about the couple of levers you've got to pull. First of all is your fixed overheads. What levers do you have to pull with your fixed overheads? I think that every single bricks and mortar business should be having a conversation with their landlords. I think, and they will be expecting it. I do think that they'll understand that. I mean, certain countries have given mortgage breaks or opportunities for mortgage breaks. Even if, as blessed as we are, if you can't have commerce in your business, don't be too proud to have a conversation with the landlord about the difficult period you're going through. It may be a month free or a month reduction or a quarter reduction or a quarter reduction. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Next, when it comes to fixed overheads like staffing, I think it's very difficult to cover in this podcast because the statutory rules for this are so different in every single country, but hopefully the country that you're in right now, as they are here in Britain, are giving us many opportunities to make sure that we can maintain our staff and maintain the status quo, as you will. This is more relevant for bigger businesses listening to this. If you've got one practice, it's not a big deal, right? Maybe you've got fixed overhead of two or three staff members, maybe 10. But I have fixed overheads just about of 100. So it's significant. Right, so that's the couple levers you're going to pull. Next, we have in every business, we have customers who are currently seeing us, and we have people who are not currently seeing us, right? Of those customers, we have, of customers who are currently seeing us and customers who are not currently seeing us or patients who are not currently seeing us, we also have subdivisions within that. One of the best things I learned from many of my marketing mentors, Jay Abraham, Dan Kennedy, you know, all these guys, but it's online marketers too, is that we are moving into an age, and I'll give you a little bit of a marketing lesson here. Most marketing is, for a period, is often dictated by the US elections, actually. So if you look at how Kennedy won, was the first one to use video. If you look at how Obama was the first one to really bring the conversation to the people via social media a lot of the time. If you look at how Trump won, people say social media is a big part of it, but it's not. It's an element of it. But what Trump did to another level, and there was controversy around it too, involving Cambridge Analytica, was we've been talking about being in the information age for a while, but from a marketing perspective, we're in the data age. And from a marketing perspective, we're in the data age. Which means, how are you mining your current data? So let me give you an example. Within your practices, your active patients, you don't just have active patients. You have active patients who have been you for a long period of time, who've had hundreds of adjustments or spent over a certain threshold, which would qualify them in a certain area of proven buyer. And you have people who have just started with you. This is going to be very important for you to, it's not all, not all, not at, especially in this phase, not all patients are made equal. And what I mean by that is our intention from the heel is obviously exactly the same, but there's going to be an opportunity here for you to really leverage the 80-20 rule. And what I mean by that is there is in a world where a finite amount of time, finite amount of opportunities, finite amount of marketing strategies, I truly believe that the phase we're going into is going to be what you focus on the most. And, you know, everyone talks about understanding the 80-20 rule. And those of you who don't know, it's Pareto's principle, that 20% of your customers are actually responsible for 80% of your turnover. I have done the statistics over £10 million worth of turnover, probably $12 million, $13 million worth of turnover. And it is scary. It is scary. It goes deep in that. So we were on about 25% responsible for 75% of our turnover. But when you go to your top 5%, it is crazy how much the top 5% of your database is responsible, or your patients are responsible for the spend in your practices. And I think we're going into a little phase now where you have to acknowledge first that we have to do something special for our top, our most loyal customers. And there's a concept called reverse loyalty. Reverse loyalty. We're going into a phase right now, I truly believe, where the businesses that give a shit more than others are going to win. That's GAS. Give a shit. Gas. I truly believe that's the phase we're going into now. So, obviously, everyone watching this is going to go, I really care about my client base, patients, people paying me money. But here's the thing. When times are good, it makes us complacent, right? We appreciate things a little bit less. When times are a little bit tough, we appreciate things a lot more. So we're going to a phase right now where we need to have reverse customer loyalty, meaning you need to show up in your customers' lives like they're the most important things you've ever experienced, because you know what? Right now, they are. They put a roof over your head. They put your kids in school. It's reverse customer loyalty we're going to now. So I'm going to ask you a question. What are you doing for your customers right now that shows them that you reverse customer loyalty? I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you on the webinar. I'm going to tell you exactly what we're doing. It's going to be amazing. So that's the first thing. I'm going to say, tell you this now. You can't focus on everything. So first of all, focus on a correct message to market match. Message to market match. So we've got top 20% of spenders that are active. And then our inactive patients, it's not all our inactive patients are made equal. What I mean by that is you have proven buyers. And as Dan Kennedy says, a buyer is a buyer is a buyer is a buyer, which means someone that's been adjusted is someone that's going to get adjusted again if they are given the good opportunity to do that. So your opportunity now is something I teach in my new patient avalanche program is, if you will, event-based marketing. Your opportunity is to turn coronavirus into an event-based marketing opportunity. And you are going to have reverse customer loyalty and you're going to go all out. This is not a time to leave anything on the table. This is throw the kitchen sink at it time. I truly believe that. I truly believe that. I really do believe that. So this is what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that every single person listens to this podcast, and I'll give you the full details about this on the podcast, on the webinar on how to do this. It's going to be a live webinar coming up in the next just over a week. So please make sure there's somewhere on this video. You can find out more in the comments section. If it's on YouTube, you're watching this, in the comments section, there will be a link to the webinar. So please make sure you register the webinar. I'm going to give you exactly our strategy. I'm going to show you our emails that are going out. I'm going to show you the way we've structured the care plans. I'm going to show you the way we are going to generate revenue even when people can't come in. That's a big one. I'm going to show you how we're going to do that. I'm going to show you how you're going to have to build a sales team, a sales force now, potentially to drive sales when the doors aren't open. I'm going to give you a structure for that. And my big wish for everyone listening to this podcast right now is, if the only thing you get from this podcast is, go right now and you better be drawing out a list of your top spenders right now. I don't know I'll teach you what you're going to do, what you're going to do with that on the webinar, what we're doing with that, but you should definitely be getting that data together and as much data together as possible. And that's really how Trump won the elections, was have immense amount of data on everyone. Now, there was a scandal that with Cambridge Analytica, etc., and how he gained that data, but no mistake, right now you need to know the data. For instance, so how you want to draw a list, let me give you an example. You want to draw a list of above your inactive patients who have not, let's say inactive, who have not been in for the last 3 months, who have spent or spent over a certain amount or have been with you for a certain amount of adjustments. Maybe there's another list of all the families. Maybe there's a list of everyone that's referred. Maybe there is a list of everyone that's bought a certain, in your business, you have different businesses within your business. If you've got different levels of care plans, let's get a list together. Everyone that's bought a silver plan, everyone's bought a bronze plan, everyone's bought a gold plan. You're going into a phase where your marketing needs to be quite specific to the person and being able to have a conversation around the fact that, hey, Mr. Smith, I know you always just do that silver plan, or you always just do that membership, or you'd always just do that thing that's relevant for you in your business. And it's going to be reactivating that or giving people opportunity to use that thing again within a structured, well thought out campaign. Mark my words, that's where we are going to win. I'm going to teach you this on the webinar. So right now, my wish for everyone to listen to this is you better be getting together a list of inactive patients that have spent above a certain amount or been loyal to you. This is all about reverse customer loyalty. That's where we're going. Reverse customer loyalty. That means your loyalty to them. And I always tell a story here about my brother, who's a chiropractor. If you listen to this podcast, you might not know this. We're a family of five first-generation chiropractors. And five first-generation chiropractors, and then my other sister-in-law actually runs four of my practices, and my mother-in-law helped with accounts. So we're a family. We're all in chiropractic. And my brother is a chiropractor who naturally gets the concept of reverse customer loyalty. And I always tell a story about one of his, people are now going to go, I am so grateful for that patient that comes in weekly. People are going to go, I'm just so grateful for that person that just comes in weekly, refers me people, it's just an amazing human being. But my question is, what have you ever done for that person? You've all got that in your business. You've all got that in your dental practice, chiropractic practice, whatever it is. What have you ever done for that person? And the greatest example of this is my brother just does this naturally. And this is way before bad times, right? This is in the good times. This is why he's so successful. This is why he treats people like Russell Brand and Ross Kemp and celebrities, is because he shows naturally reverse customer loyalty. And to give you an example, is one of his patients, one of those just those patients we appreciate so much, who just appreciate what we do. They love what we love, and they get adjusted weekly. And he's been coming for months, and he gets adjusted weekly, and he brings his whole family in. And it was his birthday, and my brother was talking about him, and he just said he was such a great person, a great client. And he brought out his, he said, I got him a birthday present. And I said, what did you get him? And he was a triathlete, right? And he said, well, he's just getting into triathlons. And if you don't know my brother, Dr. Dean, if you Google online and you type in Russell Brand, chiropractor, you'll see my brother come up. My brother sees Russell Brand, and the reason Russell Brand's involved in chiropractic is my brother. My brother also has done Ironmans, etc. And he said, well, knowing that world, and I know he's trying to get into it, I bought him a wetsuit. Let me say that again. I bought him a triathlete wetsuit, a specialized wetsuit, probably $250, maybe more. I don't know, maybe more. I genuinely don't know how much these cost, but at least that, right? Could have been up to $500. But let me ask you a question. When the times get tough now, how many of you think that patient is going to continue to see Dean or listen to at least Dean's best recommendations around this period? So that is what we're trying to embrace right now, is reverse customer loyalty, but crucially to a segment of the list that have spent the most, right? So this is a immense topic. We can go on for days and days and days. I'm going to leave you with one little last tip. First of all, make sure you get registered to my webinar. It's just over a week. You've got to be there. I promise you, I'm going to give you the entire strategy that we're using to make sure that you can generate income. I'm also going to touch on why it's so important. I've been saying this for years. And especially in the chiropractic world, you know what? I wouldn't say people hated on me because of it, but pretty close. And I've been saying for years that it's essential that you have multiple forms of income. It's essential for you to have multiple forms of income. I don't care how good you are at the thing. Because it's not if, it's when a source of income gets taken away from you. Let me say that again. It's not if, it's when a source of income gets taken away from you, maybe momentarily. But you better make sure that you've either got a big nest egg, and savers or losers really from a financial perspective. Now it's nice to have big cash flow, cash stored, but you don't make money with cash in the bank. So even very successful people wouldn't have immense amounts of money in the cash in the bank, because they know that their money's working for them out there. In a crisis, it's different. But that's why you have to have multiple forms of income. You have to learn the skill set of making money online. I have that. I do that. Right? Zero. In our first year we did an online business, we made $250,000 in the first year. If you want to learn how to do that, make sure you get in touch with me. We're also in real estate, etc. So while I've got three or four sources of income, so I'm going to touch on that in the webinar a little bit. I'm also going to touch on how you can leverage some of my skill set that I've developed to do that, to leverage that within your patient base, your bricks and mortar business. So, and I'm going to leverage most, I'm going to talk most importantly on the webinar of how you need to, the most important thing people are looking for right now is you want to maintain momentum. It's not the phase that's going to kill us. It's the loss in momentum after the phase and your ability to be able to reactivate people that have simply fallen out of routine. Let me say that again. It's not the forcing us to close for 2 weeks and kill most chiropractic practices. It's the loss of momentum within that and zero skill set how to do a email campaign, zero skill set how to do a Facebook campaign, zero skill set how to simply become, as Jay Abraham said, omnipresent. That's what's going to kill the businesses right now. It's not the forcing people, not the government forcing people not to come into our practices that's going to kill a lot of practices right now. It's because they had no skill set, no preparation for when the tide went out. So that's what I'm going to be covering on the webinar. So I'll close simply by saying that last piece. Your most important thing right now is to, at all costs, try and maintain momentum. And this is where I literally made up the stat. It's called the future visit stat. It's going to become very important in your practice, in your healthcare practice, in your dental practice, in your chiropractic practice, is the ability right now and the real drive from the business right now before the social distancing comes in to make sure people are booked ahead of time. That is going to be the thing, and way ahead of time, because there's going to be a phase where people lose momentum, but you want to make sure that we've already got them in the diary. I don't care if it's 6 months from now. That is a powerful stat right now. And my prediction is that the businesses right now that have the most people booked ahead of time are going to win. Let me say that again. My prediction is the people that have the most appointments booked ahead of time are going to win. And the people that are able to leverage their databases of past patients and crucially inactive patients, the people that know how to do a launch, people who have done my new patient Avalon program, the people who maybe even had some online knowledge to leverage into a bricks and mortar business from an email marketing perspective, direct marketing perspective, copywriting perspective, they're going to win right now. And the people that can generate revenue even when the practice is closed. I'm going to talk a little bit about that on the webinar. So make sure you get registered. Hope you found this one helpful. I am excited about having to become better as businesses and helping other people to do it, because I know it's never the problem, it's only how we respond to the problem. Let me say that again. It is never the problem, it's only how we respond to the problem that's going to get us through it. But please be aware, you, especially if you're a bricks and mortar business, you better be getting ready. You better be getting ready, because it doesn't matter who you are, we're not in control of the impact on the business, but we're certainly in control of how we respond to it. So jump on our webinar. I'll teach you more about that on the webinar, but I hope you found this podcast helpful. I'll see you very soon.